Hey, welcome to the all spoilers episode of, I don't even know what to call this. This can't be, we call it like for a few dollars more. How about that?
That works actually, yeah.
Totally works, right? So please don't listen to this. I'm not even going to post this on the actual podcast. I might just put this on SoundCloud only so it doesn't show up in your iTunes, because I am aware that if
at
you,
some point everyone will see this movie.
No.
I mean, there's no reason not to post
it. If I posted this on the website, that means that people that subscribe to the podcast, it would just get downloaded to their computer or their Apple device.
Okay, but
so they could find on accident. So I don't know.
If they're listening to it right now, then they have the chance to hear this warning right
this
now.
Is true.
Stop listening if you have not seen The Force Awakens.
We're going to ruin this movie. So
if you don't want
to
hear anything,
not see this until after Christmas for some reason. So your job sucks and they don't appreciate you as a person. Just please don't listen to this.
If you
I
don't,
know I would be mad. Yeah.
If you don't want
I'd
to hear anything,
mail.
Like if someone said to you, "Oh, Han Solo dies in this movie," and that would piss you off, then.
So we're gonna start there.
Exactly. Yeah, we're there. All right, it's already done.
I don't
so.
Know if you. I mean, okay. Given the scene and where it happens and what happens afterwards with the fight blowing up and the planet getting destroyed, we can call it the Starkiller base a planet. It is a planet.
Mm-hmm.
Retrofitted to be a base, you know, like because when he, I don't know if it was shock, but I didn't have like any real emotional attachment to that scene. Like I wasn't invested for some fucking reason. Maybe it was the way it was filmed. I don't know. And no one, I didn't hear any audible gasps either, or no one in the crowd like when, like I didn't hear like what the hell, like I didn't hear anything. Like it didn't seem like anyone was really affected. And I tried to talk about it with my friends when we were leaving, but you know you can't really because there's people waiting to see the movie. But I didn't get the feeling that either of them did too. Like I don't know if it was just handled really poorly, or the fact that maybe everyone's feeling that maybe he didn't die for real. As even though
okay,
it doesn't
okay.
really make sense.
That I really hope that does. That's a trend in movies I really can't stand. Which
like
is
he clearly died.
Back
like
from the dead.
He got
yeah.
stabbed by the hilted lightsaber. He fell to his obviously death. And like I said, the whole base blows up too. So he's probably fucking dead three times over. But I seriously just was in disbelief, and I still am. Like not that they would do that, because I mean they already froze him in carbonite once, so that's kind of like killing him. And he was blind in the opening of Return. So, like, they've already done bad things to him before. But, like, I don't know. For some reason, like, maybe it's because he has the solo Han Solo movie in a year and a half from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. Like, he's not actually dead. I don't know.
I mean, I didn't get.
Maybe he was so good in this movie, it didn't matter that he died.
See, for me, I mean, I saw this at 9 in the morning, so my theater was a little over half full, probably 75% full.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I didn't get any audible gasps either,
right.
But I did react to it. I mean, that I thought that did get to me. Like, this
I'm still
idea.
Thinking about it. Yeah.
This idea that, I mean, that Carrie Fisher or. That Han and Leia's son ends up being Kylo Ren, like, the moment that
Which
was
I'm
brought
okay
up.
With.
That I thought that,
that was
great.
That was, that, yeah,
that
was
the,
great. I think. I might have heard a couple gasps for that. I know, like, in my head, I was like, oh, I knew that, he had to be someone's kid.
Yeah, and that made that character so much more interesting that
yeah.
it's, you know, he's not just some Darth Vader fanboy, that's, there is
you
a family tie in there.
From what you know about Han, you can assume that he's pretty much a neglectful father. Like, especially when you find out that he's just hanging around, hanging out with Chewie, doing the exact same things where they left off.
Yeah. No, I mean,
well, not where they left off, but yeah.
And, just... It's really the circumstances behind that death where I was just like, I knew it was going to happen, like in the back of my mind,
right?
But I
because,
really,
like,
but I really didn't want it to.
Knew, because like, look, you already had the son saving his father moment in Return,
mm-hmm.
and you couldn't really have it again, because if the big thing about this movie is that most people, the defectors, are going to say that, you know, it's too much like A New Hope. Like it's
he's
the
basically
exact same thing.
Obi-Wan Kenobi in that scene. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You have Han Solo being Obi-Wan Kenobi and struck down, and Rey getting powerful. You have this really good pilot who's it's not Luke, but probably going to have the Force at some point in the trilogy, who is like using an X-wing to blow up a Death Star, and they do it basically the same way, just it's a little bit more complicated. You know, it's very much so a similar movie. You got a Mos Eisley cantina scene and all that shit, even though it's way better. But yeah, like, you knew that they had to change something, and they changed that, and maybe just going into it, like, everyone kind of knew that something bad had to happen as a Star Wars movie after all.
Yeah, honestly, this, in my mind, like, of course this was never going to happen, but in my mind, a way that it probably could have or should have been done was that it would have been done in Episode 8, and in my mind, I always thought Han Solo should die on the Millennium Falcon. It should blow up, and it should be, yeah, it should be a captain goes down with a ship moment where not only is he gone, but so is the Millennium Falcon, and that's, you know, that's a bit of history dying right there, and you better hope that if you did that, that he should be attached, audiences should be attached to whatever's new at that point. But honestly, though, the way that this was done, I honestly thought it was a really fitting end for that character. It's they wanted to take him out in Jedi, but I, you know, doing it this way, I thought it was perfect. It's really fucking tragic though, and I'm kind of bummed that we won't be seeing Han Solo anymore. But that is a great way to do it.
Solo film, what are you talking about? For all you know, Harrison Ford. They're gonna make like a, I still hope that this is what they do, the framing structure, since everyone knows that Kylo Ren's his kid now. Or, I mean, Ben Kenobi Skywalker, or whatever.
They call him Ben Solo. Yeah. Yeah.
I know he's named after Ben, like, that, like, before they retconned all the canon, like, in the fan fiction, he was named after Ben Kenobi. I think his name was, like, Ben Anakin, like, or maybe that's, no.
You just want that framing story where Han Solo's telling Ben's story, the bedtime story. Yeah.
Han Solo is hanging out with Ben, and like Leia's in the background cooking or whatever. And he's just like, oh, so you want to hear about how I did this kid, do you? And he just tells him the whole thing at the end of it. It's Han Solo old. And he's like, that's all the stories I got, kid. That's it.
That could still work.
It could totally still work.
Yeah.
Because I have to imagine that, I mean, before they gave him a script, that Harrison Ford signed a multi-picture deal. Maybe he'll come back as a Force ghost, even though that doesn't really make sense.
No.
But, like, for a moment there, and I think that's what they were trying to, like, hint at, when Rey and Solo, when they're having, I keep on calling him Solo now, because that's what fucking Finn calls him. When they have that moment, like, those series of moments on the ship anyway, which, like, leads up to him offering her a job on the ship,
mm-hmm.
like, I was like, is this his daughter? That I'm okay with that. Like, I kind of, that's what I thought going into. I thought that was their daughter, and then I was like, oh, maybe she and Ren are siblings, but the cousins thing makes more sense to me. I think Luke got some chick pregnant and she dropped him off.
Here's the thing.
On a sand planet.
I sort of alluded to this with midichlorians. I really hope to God she's
no
not a Skywalker.
Chance.
I mean, the way that they haven't said anything definitive in the
what,
movie.
You tell
no
me,
one,
so like Luke,
no one says something.
Into the air.
Here's the thing. No
like
one.
A baby came to be.
Okay. No. Here's the thing. If it is a bloodline thing, then it's no different to me than midichlorians are. Like the idea of the Force is that it could be something that anybody could get. So, you know, the fact that this could be just a total stranger that is not related to anybody else, that's an idea that I'd be more on board
but
with, honestly. Like, I mean,
Star Wars saga is the Skywalker saga.
Yeah.
It's 100% about the Skywalker family, and having just one.
And Kylo Ren is in that.
He totally is, but him alone, especially because up until this point, and you've said in the other episode that, you know, the first movie in a trilogy doesn't have lots of characterization. I just don't see him carrying or holding the movie because, like, yeah, like, I have this
I think his
idea
art is
that
pretty
gonna,
obvious that he's going to turn, though.
He's probably going to happen. I was talking, you know, like a week ago, I was like, I have things that I think are going to happen. This is what I thought was going to happen. I thought that Poe, and I still think he can, I thought that Poe was going to turn to the dark side. He was going to be, like, Kylo's apprentice after that, like, because I saw that torture scene in the trailer where he had, like, Kylo had his hands around his head and he was, like, looking bad. I was like,
just far more fierce than it was in the actual movie.
Oh, yeah, it sucks in the movie. I was like, maybe he's gonna be the new Sith Lord. And that could still happen. That would totally still happen. Because it's gotta be someone. It's pretty obvious that he's gonna turn. Like, it was like his saving grace. Yeah, like, he had to kill Han. He had to kill his dad to try to see if he was 100% dark. And after he got his ass kicked by a girl who has no training in the Force, I'm pretty sure that he's going to.
Well, she can fight, though. Pride. Like, that's honestly, is that she's got that stick thing. She knows how to fight. It's not
sure,
really.
Sure, but he got his ass kicked. He has a scar on his face. He got his shoulder fucked up. He got his leg fucked up. like, he already got blasted a little bit earlier, so sure, like, he was kind of injured, but the way he was, like, hitting himself, which I didn't quite get, it doesn't matter, it looked cool. Think about it, if you were trained by your uncle, who's the only Jedi in the universe, and you, like, start a rebellion or some shit, and you like, join the dark side or create the dark side or whatever, and you have all these kick-ass abilities for you to get kicked, like, someone who just learned about the Force, like, let's say, what, 10 hours earlier?
Mm-hmm.
It gotta be pretty embarrassing.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know how he's gonna face Snoke.
Why didn't they show... Oh, this one I don't get. At the end of the film, why didn't they show with Hux, like, picking up Kylo Ren? Like, the way they kind of end it, like, someone could assume that he fell to his death in that ravine.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. We know he's
obviously
coming back.
But, like, they don't really show that it wouldn't happen. It could have easily. He's just abandoned there. How would they find him in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, it would have been better if they did show it, I think. Like, for one split second, it wouldn't have hurt anything. Yeah. But then, you know,
like
at the same
walking,
time...
Like, getting carried onto a ship. Imagine if he
It
got,
really
like,
doesn't hurt anything either, though. I don't know why they didn't do it, but...
Imagine if his injuries were so severe that they actually had to put the helmet on him all the time. That would have been awesome. He probably would have loved that.
Probably. No, I mean, he doesn't have any injuries in the face or anything, though.
No, yeah,
so,
he got scarred in the face.
It's not that bad.
It's not horrible or anything, but... Enough for someone to want to wear a mask, I think.
We'll see. I'm pretty sure he's going to put the mask back on, and that mask is awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Like, I love the sound of the voice coming through that mask.
Way better than the Bane voice. It's like, that's what the Bane voice should have sounded
like. Yeah, I agree.
I mean, that's kind of like, did you ever see the original trailer where everyone complained about the voice? It kind of actually did sound like
the
that.
IMAX one?
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, no, one. I prefer that one, honestly.
It sounded good.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's at
I got pissed off when the movie came out and I heard that it sounded like a loudspeaker megaphone. It was just like,
right?
The original voice is so much better.
I remember I was talking to someone about this. I was like, I can't believe they did an overdub just for Bane's voice. And I'm like, no, they did. I was like, you fucking stupid. They totally did.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I mean, that's an example of fans bitching and moaning about everything and ruining movies. I mean, like, there's so many... I don't know. You know, I'm sure that Nolan worked hard on the movie, but like, there's so many things that it just feels like they're kind of tired of it, and it's just being done out of spite. Like even the Robin thing. Like, I can't help but look at that as a joke because
we've already talked about this before. That's just not.
Okay. But I mean, I don't know. It's a shame when fans have to bitch about stuff, and because that it does affect changes in movies sometimes for better, but a lot of times for worse, I think.
Do you think people forgot that the Tumbler was on the Millennium Falcon the whole time in this film?
That the what?
The Tumbler, the Batman, the Batmobile from the Nolan trilogy. You don't remember that? The first footage that they showed of this film, like a year ago, year and a half ago, JJ shared it on Twitter, where it was like a pull away of the Tumbler, and it was a reveal to show the whole Millennium Falcon. The whole film, that whole CG model of the ship, had the Batmobile on it.
I did not notice that.
You can find. I'm pretty sure you can still find this video on YouTube. I doubt they got rid of it. It was like a little joke, and especially the way that Scott Snyder was like posting YouTube clips leading up to this release. I would assume they're buddies. I don't know. There's not really that many spoilers to talk about. Just like I really hope that they showed Snoke like more. Like but they did it.
There are a good amount.
Like in comparison to. What they do with the Emperor in A New Hope, like, mm-hmm. it was about the same amount. Like, it was equal.
Well, the Emperor's not in A New Hope, but he's an Empire. But, I mean, I do... There is a build-up there, though. I think by the time you get to at least Episode 9, there's probably going to be some big battle there. Maybe... I don't think he'll probably be as big, or who knows? Cause
I think there's going to be
a Wizard
of Oz type thing. Because at first I thought actually that was him.
Yeah, I know. And
I think
it's
a Wizard of Oz
that.
Thing. I think he's like a real puny, tiny little guy who got fucked up, and then he like projects this image to feel big. He probably has nothing to do with the Force. I don't even...
He's like Yoda small.
Yeah, like maybe. Like we'll find out.
Be
but
funny.
I have a feeling like... He said, "I have to complete his training." Did he even train Kylo? I mean, we're gonna find this shit out.
Well,
like,
he seduced him. We know that.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be. Well, did he? Like, that's why I hope in the beginning of 8, like Luke, you know, he just has like this moment where he like talks about the story or something happens, or I'm sure there's going to be a comic book out there or something along the line so you can piece it all together. But I think that's the strongest thing about this film, that there are so many mysteries that you want to know the answers to. Obviously, like the big ones being like who's Rey's parents, like what's going to happen to Finn, like where they go from here, like it, like what is BB-8 going to be always this cool?
Yeah, speaking of droids, this I haven't read anything, and I'm probably not going to for weeks just because I don't want to hear
weird
people complain.
R2-D2 coma.
That's such a plot hole. Like, I can accept it because I had so much fun with it, but that's very convenient. Maybe it could have been something like Luke reactivated him and just said, "Hey, I'm here. You know, I feel in the Force that everything's okay. So send the girl my way, and I'll be waiting on the top of this mountain." Like, maybe something like that.
No,
but
I mean,
that was just so convenient.
The whole R2 went into low power mode when he realized.
But he had the map the whole time. Like,
I mean, that's kind of that makes sense. That's something that would have probably happened. Actually, it is R2.
I don't know. It just felt very convenient when he woke up. But it doesn't bother me in the grand scheme of things. But it really is a pull, though.
Yeah, I mean, there were several here. I mean, like.
That's just the one that really stood out to me.
A big one, yeah. I mean, yeah. At least it wasn't fan. Like, I really love that Han and Leia moment. And when you think about that, he's gonna die shortly thereafter.
Just
like,
makes it worse.
It makes it a lot worse. But you knew C-3PO was gonna do that because that's him. He always cock blocks that way. But it does make it pretty hurtful when you realize that he's gonna die.
I'm sure it's gonna be even worse when I see it again.
Right, you were like, "You motherfucker! You ruined this moment. You ruined it." Did you go online and see that?
I told you I haven't gone online.
Okay, well, Daniel Craig has a cameo in this. He plays the stormtrooper.
I heard about that.
Rey uses her.
Yeah, that was funny too. Like, I'm gonna look for that voice even more.
How?
So
like, that's like one of my problems with this movie. How did she know about the Jedi mind trick?
I don't think it's so much that she knew. It's just at that moment,
figuring out if she could do it.
Yeah, like at that moment, because she knew there was definitely something, and it was clear. And she probably, you know, she's heard the myths and the stories about what Jedi can do. So it's her testing her abilities. But that's also one of the funnier moments in the movie.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Like anytime Rey was on, not Rey. I mean,
and I will
Finn
drop my gun.
Screen, like Finn was fucking funny. Like.
If that's Bond, though, that makes the movie even better.
It makes a good amount good. Like, Michael Giacchino has a cameo, too, as a stormtrooper who does, like, nothing, apparently, and, like, also someone else. I thought the lost cameos, like, when they're talking about how to destroy the Starkiller base were pretty cool. There's, like, three really quick. There's Ken Leung, the other guy. I'm surprised there wasn't, like, a Hurley. Or like a lock or something like that. Maybe in the next one.
Yeah, I was amazed that Admiral Akbar was still alive.
And he looked really cool.
He's real too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was awesome.
Those eyes weren't real.
It was too quick, honestly, for me to notice that.
Those eyes looked too good. They were blinking too. I don't think you could get like a Stan Winston thing to do that. I think that was just CG and it was really done. You know, the people I saw this with, they were complaining about Maz. Lupita Nyong'o's character being really shitty CG. I thought it was amazing.
It's clearly CG, but
it's
I don't think it's bad. Yeah, like I don't know what they mean by shit. It's
I don't know. It's,
no,
it's
but an, I mean,
like they were like, why did it have to be? I wasn't talking to them. I was hearing them vent. I was like, they were like, why did it have to be a CG character? I was like, because it's a fucking 1,000-year-old being.
Yeah.
How would you age a human that long?
It seems also by Star Wars logic that the shorter you are, the longer you live.
The spectacles. I hope they didn't kill her.
Yep.
Well, she said, like, you're going to – that's a story – like, how she got the lightsaber, that's a story I'm going to have to tell you another time. So I really hope they don't. Like, it'd be stupid to, like, get rid of your only Oscar-winning actor in the first film.
No, she seems to be kind of like the Yoda of the
okay
yeah,
with.
And I'm cool with that, absolutely. Also, weird thing with her and Chewie there, just that reference.
Oh yeah, that she likes him.
It was like, oh man,
I like that.
I was like, I wonder how if Rian Johnson's going to play with that at all.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just talk about this. How the fuck did Chewbacca outlive Han Solo? He's alive on Kashyyyk in Revenge of the Sith,
mm-hmm.
and he's fully grown. Okay. And at no point in this film does it feel like he's an old man.
No, they got to have really long lifespans.
Apparently.
Yeah.
also, like, Chewbacca had, like, no real emotional investment in Han dying. Like, okay, yeah, he shot Kylo Ren with his crossbow. Cool. But, like, he didn't...
We didn't really get that moment,
though. There's no mourning sequence. I mean, obviously, they don't have a body to make an effigy of, but there's no funeral. There's, like... There's very little consequences of his death. And I think that's partially why I had very little reaction to it. Like, it just seems like something that didn't happen.
No, I do wish that they... I do wish there was a bit more closure there, but... You know, at the same time, we didn't really get much for Obi-Wan either, and I mean, it's...
You didn't need
it. I guess that would have messed with
He's
the pacing
ghost.
Of this movie, kind of. It's... I
the
mean, the moment
there, though,
the moment
like,
itself was brutal enough for me, and just Leia's reaction to it when she felt that something was wrong, like that. To me, that was kind of enough. I'm sure that we'll get a moment.
To Obi, like comparing him to Obi-Wan, like he, you know, he came back in the next few films as a Force ghost. The fact that you didn't know who he was at this point, like he was just a character, and that he's talking to Luke the rest of the movie anyway, like it was okay. Like you're like, oh, he's not really dead, and the whole you strike me down and be even powerful than before, like it's okay. But like here, it's just, oh, it's finality, it's done, and you're right. Like,
we might get
Leia,
some proper moment in the next movie where they like, really have time to dwell on that.
Luke talks about it. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe Han dying was why R2 came to life or something. Like you said, like maybe Luke like made a force pulsar. I don't know. I can't fucking
we'll see.
Come up with a reason. I mean, they're not going to explain that.
We got,
why
what, like 14
that?
Months to go? We'll find out.
For Rogue One?
No, for Episode 8.
No?
Yeah, May 2017.
Yeah, that's not 14 months.
16 months. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a year and a half.
My bad.
It's like 18 almost. So right. It seemed a lot longer than that.
My bad.
I thought one of the better moments of this film, and I got like one of the more genuine fan reactions from my crowd, was the Millennium Falcon reveal.
That was good.
Because you knew that it was going to be in the movie. Everyone knew. You knew Han and Chewie were going to show up.
I thought that they were going to like show up in that action sequence,
right?
Like they were sleeping there,
yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
And but then like they were like, oh, we don't want this, that piece of junk. Let's get the quad. And they were like, oh no, never mind. We need that one.
You know, I didn't mention this before, and we haven't talked much about John Boyega, but I don't want to say that the performance is bad, but it's kind of does take me out a little bit, because it's like every single scene, it seems like he's amazed that he's in a Star Wars movie.
I'm okay with that.
Like, I mean, there's...
Think about this. Think about from his character. You're a stormtrooper?
Yeah.
You were stolen at like birth, basically, and trained.
No, and this is like his exploration out
Starkiller base, and then you're actually with the rebels.
Yeah, no, I believe you. Like, this is his first time really out in the world on his own. Like, there is this sense of awe and discovery in every
and you're with Han Solo
in every single moment. But I don't know. I just kind of it's funny. There's like that infectious joy there too. Like, it really works for it. But I really hope that we get into. Some more complex stuff in his character that's hinted at, especially in that,
maybe just imagine, what if he's Lando's kid?
Oh, please don't do that. Please.
Just imagine.
Honestly,
where was Billy Dee Williams in this movie? How do you go from being a general in the Rebel Alliance to not mention it at all?
That would be if that's his kid, then that would be a good emotional tie. Like, especially when they are reunited at the end, but for God's sakes, it doesn't have to all be about legacy. Like, just to bring these people together.
There aren't many black people in this galaxy, so it would make sense if some of them are related.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, it's just, it really would be nicer if fresh faces were just that. You know, they were fresh faces, they were new people that didn't have some sort of tie, like, to the Force or something. Like, I really hope that Rey is not a Skywalker.
Has to be a Skywalker.
No, the Force can come to anybody. That's the entire point of it.
I know.
Except for
midichlorians.
So if she is a Skywalker, then it's just going to be...
Look,
it may as well be midichlorians.
We haven't talked about this yet. That final shot of the movie, from my favorite moment in the film, where I almost cried. Like, I almost... Like, just the build-up to it, the way, like, she's walking up there all alone with the lightsaber in hand, like, looking for this guy who she doesn't know what he looks like. I'm sure you've seen this universe. They don't fucking have Instagram profiles. And she finds this hooded figure, and the way that she's looking at him, the way he's looking at her, before she even takes the lightsaber out, like, to me, just through the body language and, like, the way the tears are welling in his eyes and the way her tears are welling up, like... you like I could just see their conversation, or maybe they were talking in the Force, but she's like, "Is this yours? Are you mine?"
Well, see, I don't know. I hate that it seems like they're obviously hinting at that, and it feels like they're trying to hide it at the same time, which I really, really hate that, honestly.
Well, he just, you know, dealt with his fucking nephew turning to the dark side.
Yeah, I mean,
he's probably too afraid, and then look at his father before him and what happened with him. Like, he's probably so afraid that the Force is so strong in his bloodline that any one thing could happen and it would destroy everything.
Which makes sense. I mean, you know, I'm not going to totally knock the idea if it makes for a good story, but it's really annoying that this movie feels like it has to tease it, like it can't say anything definitive like that. Like, you know, well, the whole Kylo Ren and
the whole thing where it's Luke Skywalker doesn't get one line of dialogue.
Well, it could have been referenced earlier. I don't know, like when Leia is hugging her for a long period of time, and you know they just, you know, there's that moment where
telling you what she tells her, "May the Force be with you."
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels like it's still trying to hide something there, even though it's showing it to us in plain sight.
Leia,
like,
knows how to search her feelings now. She learned in Return.
Yeah, no, I know.
Pretty sure that she would know if for no other reason than her fucking brother had a kid.
It's just,
plus, based on the age,
but you hear what I mean,
of
right?
Rey and the age of Kylo Ren, like, they're the same age.
But you get what I mean, right?
That
is that
he abandoned her right before he disappeared.
You get what I mean, right? It's why present it to us like it's so obvious, yet, you know, still act like it might be a secret. Like, you know, why not just say it? Because it's really annoying if they're going to,
they're
still covering it like this.
They kind of do the same thing in A New Hope when it comes to, like, Anakin's dad. I mean, Luke's dad. Where they're,
no, because no one sees that coming.
Well, you don't see it coming in retrospect. If you rewatch it, you totally do. Well, I mean, it'd be...
Well, no, it makes sense to the buildup, but there is nothing that gives you any, like, indication that that's what that is.
I was pretty confident as soon as they said that was Han's kid, that had to be Luke's kid. It makes more sense in terms of their battle that they would be cousins and all their chemistry together. The way that Han is like really nurturing to her, because maybe he doesn't know because he's been away, but he can sense it. I don't know.
We'll see. I mean,
I don't know. I my gut is telling me that it's his daughter. I really hope it is. I mean, it could be anyone's daughter. It's like you said, it's not.
I mean, that would be my hope. But
to just the Skywalker clan, but given that Anakin killed all the other Jedi in the galaxy for the, like, besides Yoda, who died of natural causes, you know.
Yeah, it's, we don't know. There's others that could have made it. I mean, in Revenge of the Sith, we know
there are a couple.
They're all scattered, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, maybe there's 10, you know. And obviously, there were the other ones that Luke was training with Kylo Ren, who I would assume those died too, because mm-hmm. If I was Kylo Ren, I would have killed them, because those could be potential, like, nemesis in the future. Like, they needed an extended, like, maybe Star Wars doesn't show flashbacks, okay? So I highly doubt. Well, they did have.
They kind of did, yeah.
And that one was really good. I loved. Like, I really wish. Like that was that was better than.
I need
the
to pay
Empire
more
Strikes Back
close
like,
attention
cave
to that one.
Sequence. With Darth Vader, like, that was so good.
No,
it was so powerful.
My big issue with it is, like, it really is like they're just showing it to us like it's plain as day, like it's the obvious thing, but it's like, can you just say something that gives it a bit more indication instead of making me think, oh, it could be something else, you know?
It was that look. Like,
I'm all for visual storytelling and making things, like,
I swear to God, like, if I almost cried, like, I was, like, really close.
I don't know. It's
that moment. Like, if they didn't have to say anything,
it just still feels
probably would have pushed me over the top.
It just still feels vague enough that it could be something else. And that's the thing. The thing that I hate about that is that they'll eventually reveal what it is. And if it is not the thing that you thought that they were setting up, then that could, you know, that can totally betray everything you thought it was before. That's my only issue.
How about this? What if they do an exact page out of Empire and at the literal end of episode 8, Rian Johnson films a scene where General Snoke is fighting Rey, and he tells him that he's her father. if that happens, people would be done with this series. They would just be like, they wouldn't go see 9.
Yeah, I think there's only like a 10-year difference between them two, but
What, Snoke and her?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Donald Gleason and Daisy Ridley.
No. Snoke. The hologram.
Well, okay, yeah, my bad.
Whatever you want to call it. Like First Order.
Yeah, no, that'd be
Emperor.
That would probably be bad. But okay.
I loved John Gleason in this.
Yeah, I like, you know, he's not given that much to do, which is.
But he's so good. That speech. That we should talk about this in the actual review. But that speech right before they blow up the planets, like you can sense that he's very
Third Reich, definitely. Yeah.
So fucking.
He just has that look, and like you can see that that's why they cast him in that part. It's still. A little hard for me, I guess, to imagine him as the bad guy because I love About Time. Like, you know, just it's still I see that movie. It's just like, yeah, he's way too nice of a guy to really be like that. But no, I mean that is a good moment. He still has not gotten that much to do, but I'm sure he'll do fine in the sequels. Also, but Gwendolyn Christie, you know, who has a really cool looking character.
Presence.
Yeah, she hasn't done anything yet. And, I mean, she's still alive for a reason, so I really hope that they can do something cool there.
Well, I don't know. They threw her in the trash compactor, so...
No, you have to bring her back. You can't just make an excuse at Comic-Con she's dead. Yeah.
With the way that they end her and like, oh, my people are going to come and they're going to fuck you up, and the way that she remembers Finn and their whole interactions in the beginning, mm-hmm. Pretty sure that she's going to be hunting him down.
Yeah.
Especially if the rumors of Boba Fett being alive still and, like, coming out of the
Sarlacc
pit. Like, if that could happen, imagine, like, imagine he lived his whole life in there.
Hasn't Robot Chicken already answered that question?
I don't know. I'm not a religious Robot Chicken watcher, but imagine, like, they make the solo Boba Fett movie, and it's just, like, a one-person play in the Sarlacc pit. It's just him. It's just him in there thinking about his father. Would he be thinking about himself since he's a clone of his dad?
I don't know.
Maybe we'll find out in the holiday special.
I don't know. Is that supposed to be his origin of how he... we'll find out.
It's
the first appearance, yeah, for
sure. His origin is Attack of the Clones.
And hey, supposedly the piece of animation, it's one of the good things that came out of that special that people like.
It's animated? I thought it was live action.
The Boba Fett thing?
Yeah, no, he's actually live action on it. Like, he makes an appearance, and he's, like, standing
I thought it was
side
an
side
animated
side.
Segment, but...
It might be both. I don't know. I've seen a still. Or maybe it was, like, a promotional material.
All
I've
I know
seen.
Is that the Boba Fett introduction is one of the things that people
say
is legitimately good from that.
Yeah, it's, like, the only thing. Which is weird, too, if you think about it, because the holiday special came out in 78, mm-hmm. So they built his character up for 2 years. And when you think about it, he has, like, very little screen presence in any of the films outside of Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
Like, his screen time in both Return and Empire is, like, what, maybe 12 minutes,
no,
something
he's
like
still,
that?
He's much more integral, though, in Empire. Like, you definitely feel his presence.
Yeah, yeah.
In Jedi, it's kind of a joke, honestly. Like, especially when you get to that scene when he falls
he gets
in. Like,
ass kicked.
Yeah, he's just kind of standing there shooting out, like, wires and... His jetpack gets hit and he just falls. It kind of seems like negligence on his part. No,
well, I think we've talked about all the spoilers. There's not that many out there. I mean, if you're at this point in the episode, we've already ruined them for you. But, you know, Han dying, that's the only real one.
That is the big one, yeah.
And
Kylo Ren.
And Kylo Ren. They're both Han Solo related. There really isn't anything else anyone could have spoiled for you unless we did furthermore here and you didn't think about it. But yeah, thanks for listening to this kind of pointless episode. Maybe we won't even put it up. We also have some other shows out there, so you should check them out. You can find us online at Dollar Reviews on Twitter and Facebook. You can also send us an email to dollar.review@gmail.com. You can tell us that we ruined your childhood by ruining the movie, even though we told you not to listen to this. So until then...
I think this is going to go... You can't not post this at this point.
I can do whatever I want.
No, hey, it should go up. You know, there's people.
My power, man.
Hey, there's people that have seen the movie that are probably going to want to hear what other people think about stuff like this. So there's no reason not to post it.
I made this joke. I was like, what if Luke fucked R2-D2 and their kid was Rey? And then, because then that would make sense why she
just stop it.
Droids.
Just stop it.
How the fuck did she just met this droid for the first time and she can 100% understand what BB-8's saying?
You know what? People in Star Wars, some of them speak binary. That's just
Yeah. I get it, but she's never met this droid before. As far as you can tell, on the Jakku, there aren't droids because everyone's poor as shit. And she just happens to understand droidanese.
like I said, people just happen to speak droid in the Star Wars universe, but I'm not going with your theory, dude. That's way too
No,
ridiculous.
it's totally asinine, but in the grand scheme of things,
Just stop it. Just stop it.
if you had a time machine and you went back and told like a super Star Wars like nerd before episode one came out that Anakin was born because the midichlorians impregnated his mom, they would like look at you like you're fucking crazy, right?
Not really. They'd probably be like, okay, well, it's a fantasy. You know, that
No,
makes,
no
yeah.
fucking way. There's even still like I don't know. Someone was joking, it was like, what if it's Luke and Leia's kid and they were inbreeding to make the ultimate Jedi?
Jesus Christ, dude.
100% midichlorians, man.
Just stop. Just stop.
What's the worst that could happen? What if they like brought someone back who shouldn't exist? I was still waiting for like something to like harken back to the prequel trilogy. To anything, to be honest.
Apparently Hayden Christensen might be back.
I don't have a problem with that. I think he'd be a cool Force ghost.
I do too.
If he showed up and he was like, if he was talking, like, okay, here we go. So in like the moment where Kylo Ren decides that he needs to be good or whatever, and then like his grandfather appears in ghost form and tells him, "You stupid fuck, don't worship me. Like I was doing it for the wrong reasons, and you trying to be me doesn't make sense because I was never me," or something like that.
Yeah, plus he's a
Like,
good Force ghost now, so
yeah.
yeah.
So like you know, so like I don't even have like that. I think that's pretty much why Luke was just hanging out on that planet. He probably just wanted to hang out with his dad and get alone time. Like I really wish, like seriously, like it might happen. I don't really hope it does, but like if they remade A New Hope and they
Won't happen.
made, I
Don't.
know it won't happen, but like Qui-Gon was hanging out with Obi-Wan, man, because that's like the coolest part about the end of Revenge when Yoda's like, Obi-Wan has found a way to contact the Force and after the afterlife or whatever. Because obviously he told him about this, and that's why he wanted to die on purpose, you know. And all like it's also weird that like at that point Jedi's just like disintegrate, but Anakin didn't. They had to burn his body, or maybe it was just the mask. Who knows? Or maybe no, he died of natural causes. That's why he didn't disintegrate. Whereas in this one, it's like they get hit by lightsabers and they don't die in one hit. They just get injured. Like everyone else, like they lost a limb and shit, or they died on the spot. And now. It's like it's realistic. How didn't they use the hilt on the lightsaber? The only time they used it is when Rey was pushing it into the snow and then it like hit his foot or something. But at no point did he actually do like a hilt like fucking defense or something. That's the right wording.
Man, I don't know.
I don't think they were as clever as I thought they were. Like I thought the jokes were they hit home really well. Like they were done really great when they had good delivery, like almost every single one.
Oh shit,
The
hold on.
trash compactor one, the R2 one, the 3PO one, the fucking Falcon reveal. I still think, even though everyone praised the first trailer for this film about how it didn't reveal anything, I think it revealed too much.
How?
The whole fucking conversation on the Millennium Falcon about it all being real. I hate when the dialogue I can like place it perfectly.
What do you mean? Like,
I don't know. It didn't reveal too much, but I'm saying like I don't think that the fucking Batman versus Superman trailer revealed that much more than the final trailer for this film. You already knew who the villain was in this film before we even knew his name, so.
I mean, all that the final trailer did really was just set up the three main new characters and just the idea of everything that happened in the original trilogy
Oh,
being a myth now.
you know what we forgot to talk about?
What?
How the fuck Poe goes from dead in a TIE fighter to, oh yeah, I ejected and I was there all night and then
Well, that was
I
the
ended
that's
up.
the thing where if you've seen the trailers, you kind of figure, okay, well, he's going to show up in X-Wing anyway. You know that.
I know, but like my first impression when I saw him was that, oh, the Rebel Alliance made a clone of him. I swear to God, that was my first gut reaction when I saw him in that X-Wing. Because it doesn't
could still
make
be
sense.
true.
It could be true, right? Because it doesn't make sense. Like,
he is the least fleshed out character, so.
He didn't necessarily die. I can buy that he ejected and he just landed in the desert. But if he was there when Nightfall, like, how, like, he didn't have any transponder or anything. Like, he didn't even have a jacket. He got his clothes stolen from him. Like, how the fuck did he get, like, the rebels to pick him up? Like, I think he seriously died and he's a clone. Like, they made, like, a clone of the best fighter they ever had. And
I think he might be reading a bit too much into it, and he manages to probably get a ship and out, you know, takes off.
Maybe. I don't know. It's like, maybe it's because I like Oscar Isaac and I think he has, like, We didn't talk about the Max von Sydow stuff either. We didn't even talk about the map of Luke. We didn't talk about a lot of stuff.
No, we talked about the map.
I mentioned the
R2 thing, yeah.
In the other episode. Did we talk about it in this?
Yeah, because that's, I imagine that's a big thing that people are bitching
about.
That's a big spoiler.
We said, why did R2 have the piece, but we didn't talk about why there was a fucking map in the first place.
Well, no, we definitely mentioned the map in this.
But, like, seriously, why was there a map in the first place? Why did Luke plot his map?
You know,
if
I don't
know the reason that he wants his daughter
okay,
to find him.
Here's the thing. That's not a map to Luke. That's a map to the Jedi Temple. And that's just where they happen
that's
to know
true.
That that's where Luke is.
That's true.
Yeah.
I forgot the Max von Sydow conversation in the beginning. That's the first temple. Forgot about that. That's very true. But yeah, if you think about it that way, maybe R2 had the rest of the map because he sensed the midichlorians in Rey.
Or maybe Luke was just like, wake up, R2, tell them where I am.
No, like, yeah. That's not the way it worked. It was the whole... I don't think droids can be in tune with the Force. I think it's just that, like...
Well, you just said midichlorians, like...
I know, I was making a joke, but, like,
come on.
R2, you know, obviously loved his master, and the fact that he left him for, let's say, 20 years,
mm-hmm.
like, it put him into, like, serious depression, so he stopped functioning, literally. And so, like, being around his offspring, like, it just... How fucked up is it that they just had R2 under, like, a dirty blanket, too?
That just shows you how long he's been rotting there.
I really hope 3PO has, like, a way bigger part with R2 in the next one. It's like, there's gonna be, like, four different paths of the story. There's gonna be the Kylo Ren stuff with General Snoke. There's gonna be the Hux stuff trying to make a new Death Star and fucking shit up. You know, you got the Rey stuff with Chewbacca. You got the Finn stuff with whatever, the General Phasma or Captain Phasma.
Captain Phasma, yeah.
And then obviously you have Luke. I mean, then you got Leia with Poe Dameron. Like, he seriously, like, he opens the movie on such a high note. His, like, his one-liners are hilarious.
Yeah.
You know nothing about him. At all. You just know that he's a good pilot. You know, he's according to the text, he's the rebels' most trustworthy or best, what do they say?
Something like that, I don't know.
Something like that. Just bullshit. We'll see what Rian Johnson does.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. I just hope it doesn't. Yeah. I hope he gets like Mark Ruffalo to make an appearance.
I will see.
Or Joseph Gordon-Levitt, that'd be really cool. I could totally see him as...
He could sneak in a cameo, I'm sure.
I could totally see him, like, on... Like, in the First Order base being, like, not a general, but, like, shouting orders at someone.
He could probably do a, I don't know, a Daniel Craig thing, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, I would totally use him.
Okay, by the way, I saw Simon Pegg's name in the credits, but was he the, guy that sold Rey the food?
I don't know.
Like, I thought that was him when I saw the name, but
that could have been him. I know he's in this, so that could have been him. I don't know. I thought the Cantina song, based on the info that whatever his name from Hamilton helped, I thought it was gonna be like an actual song, like Return style.
No, it's just the music.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was cool music, but you could see, like, it was very obvious that they were going for a Mos Eisley thing.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's weird to think about.
I didn't have a problem with that at all.
I didn't either. It's
it was clear what kind of movie they were making right away.
Well, not right away.
Yeah. they said they were making a movie to appeal more towards emotions
and
nostalgia.
I thought you meant like when the movie started, the way it like opened.
Yeah, like within 5 minutes, it's like, okay, they're giving this information to a droid. He's going to get captured.
Who's Max Von Sydow in this movie? Like,
he's the guy that
that has the fucking thumb drive with the map. I'm saying, like, who is he? Why does he have that map? How do you get like a huge star like that to have a nothing part?
Probably because you're worried that he's going to die any second and you don't want to give him something too big.
No.
I mean, honestly, no, he's very old, man.
They have to, like, incorporate him again. They have to explain, or maybe it's
maybe
also...
they might bring him back, but he is pretty old, so...
I don't mean, like, bring him back, just, like, give him some gravitas. Like, why? Like I said, there's comics out there and that, you know, flesh out more of it, but, like, I want to know who he is. Like, why did he have the information? Why did... not? Maybe Luke didn't leave it to him, but why does he have this missing piece of the map?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't...
Hmm.
It, like, there's raising questions like they do with the new characters where you want to know more about them. And there's shit like that where you just go, are they too lazy to come up with the real reason and you don't care?
It sounds like you're looking for an explanation for, like, every single detail, which...
Not every detail, just, like... For all of the open-ended questions that you're pretty sure,
that's
or
not,
I'm
that's,
sure aren't going to be answered.
I don't feel like that's a major question for me. Like,
no, not major, but like I think given that they got a huge star to play that character, that there is a question that you should raise just on the fact, like, he got top billing.
Yeah, well, I mean, there isn't I don't know, maybe he'll be more crucial later on, but there isn't really one...
I'm pretty sure
person.
He died. They said kill all the villagers. So.
Well, there isn't one person in this that isn't recognizable. I mean, or at least to some degree. There's always some sort of somewhat famous face in there. You know, they got the Indonesian guy from The Raid in there. Then I know I recognize the guy that was on the other side in that scene, but I don't know his name.
I didn't know. I thought that Daniel Craig was going to be one of those guys. I thought he was going to be one of those randoms.
Like, you knew that he was in this beforehand?
Yeah, like, I fucking Slash Film tweeted it.
Oh,
and I was, like, pretty mad at first, and then, like, I thought about it for a little bit, and I was like, well, it's not going to be obvious.
Yeah, I'm glad I went Friday morning, because I know there was going to be a bunch of shit right away.
I was looking, like, throughout the movie for him. I couldn't find him. Like, and I wouldn't have been able to recognize
him. You know where he is, though, right?
Yeah. I told you. It's the Stormtrooper. With the interrogation scene. Well, yeah, the interrogation
scene.